Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
Hello, everyone. I'm just jumping in here before we start quizzing to tell you about a giveaway we're running at the moment. Do you want to win a huge snack box full of delicious things generously donated by Mr. Filberts? Thank you, Mr. Filbert. Along with some quiz-themed presents for a perfect quizzy night in. Check out our Instagram page for what you have to do. Find us at Quiz Chat Repeat. The competition is running until the 9th of April, so get in there quick at Quiz Chat Repeat. On with the quiz. It's Quiz Chat Repeat, the UK's only and therefore best daily quiz podcast. Every episode, we ask a different person 12 questions for a maximum of 15 points. Let's get quizzing. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and it's TV and Film Wednesday. This week's guest is comedian Jen Brister, a woman who likes to eat noodle soup, she likes swimming in the sea, and she likes going anywhere that isn't her house. Do you actually swim right now, like this kind of early year out there swim?
I have. This is my first winter swimming, and I go 3 or 4 times a week.
Wow.
I tried to go this morning, but the waves were a bit too dangerous. But yeah, it's actually okay now because it's got a bit milder. But at the beginning of February, it was there was a wind chill of -8, and that was not as much fun.
No,
I'll admit.
That's shocking. That just made me feel cold in a warm studio. All right, we're going to do TV and Film Wednesday. Let's quiz Jen, shall we? Question number one, Jen. When Harry Met Lloyd was a 2003 prequel of which 90s film?
When Harry Met Sally?
That's what I...
No, that's an 80s film. When Harry Met Sally came out in the 80s. Okay, so when Harry Met Lloyd is a prequel... that would work because it was that was in the 90s. And all right, sorry. Stop talking. When Harry Met Sally, I'm going to go for.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is Dumb and Dumber, and I'm really sorry. How would anyone know that? I didn't even know that happened. I didn't even know that was made.
I didn't know there was a prequel to Dumb and Dumber. Okay, fine.
I guess it was terrible. No one saw it.
I think it disappeared into obscurity, didn't it?
Question number two. Which country does detective, my favourite detective of all time, Hercule Poirot, come from? Which country?
Well, people think he's French, but that is incorrect. He is actually Belgian. Not now, darling.
Correct, absolutely.
Oh, that's great. Can you close the door behind you, my love? Thank you.
Oh, you just got a kiss. Sorry. That's so nice.
It sounded like that. He was showing me his funny little hand that he'd made a... Anyway, let's not go into it.
And is that your child?
Yes, I hope so. Otherwise, there is a strange child in my... Yeah, it's one of my children, yeah.
Oh, okay. Question number three. Which TV show did oil painting maestro Bob Ross present?
I don't know who Bob Ross is, and I don't know the show that he presented.
Okay.
I'm going to say that off the bat.
It is The Joy of Painting. It's iconic. It's absolutely brilliant as well. You should watch it with the kids. The correct answer, The Joy of Painting. Question number four. Which title character did Gina Davis... remember Gina Davis? What character did she play in Thelma and Louise?
She was Thelma.
She absolutely was Thelma. She was totally Thelma.
Because I was just thinking, I'm just trying to imagine in my head who was saying what. And she would say Louise.
Yeah, exactly.
Louise would say Thelma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, right.
All right, question number five. Which of these film series was released first, Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings?
Whew, I'm not sure. I know that Lord of the Rings must have been 2000-ish or 2001. And Harry Potter, when was the last Harry Potter film? That must have been 2015 or something. I don't know. Maybe I'm making that up.
How come you're so aware of when The Lord of the Rings came out? Because you're completely correct that it was 2001.
because I was living in Finsbury Park and I went to Holloway. All of my life is, where was I living when I went to see that? I was in Finsbury Park. I was in Finsbury Park between 2000 and 2002.
Yeah.
So that's how I know it was 2001.
I love that. I love when you know because of something like that. I always do it by flat. Where was I living?
What flat was I living in? Yeah, exactly. So I'm gonna say, I don't know how many Lord of the Rings, but there was three Lord of the Rings films and there was like 150 Harry Potter films. Yes. So they probably, I'm going to say that the Lord of the Rings came first.
It's incorrect. It was Harry Potter. Harry Potter only came out a month before you had that wonderful journey to your Holloway cinema to see Lord of the Rings. Right. So it was a heady end of 2001. They were all just coming out, those fantasy stories. Question number six. In the final episode of Friends, who has the final line responding to Rachel's question, should we get a cup of coffee? Do you watch Friends?
Yes, I've watched Friends, but I only watched that episode once, yeah. Whenever it was the final episode. I'm going to say Monica.
They ended with a classic. It's a Chandler line. And he says, sure, where? Which I think
that
made me cry at the time.
That's so funny.
So the correct answer is Chandler. Question number seven. The film The Motorcycle Diaries told the story of which historical revolutionary?
Oh, it's Che Guevara.
Absolutely correct, Jen. The correct answer, Che Guevara. Question number eight. What planet shares its name with an annual sci-fi film award?
It would be Mars.
Mars is what you want to give me?
Jupiter, Saturn, I don't... Okay, it feels like... It's not Uranus. I'm pretty confident about that.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Saturn Sci-Fi Awards.
Correct. Still really sounds like something I don't want to sit through, but the correct answer from you. Thank you. Question number nine, Jen. Which actress is the only person in history to have won four acting Oscars?
Let's see. How many times did Betty Davis win? She won twice, I think. I mean, I don't think it's Meryl Streep. I don't think she's won four times. It's going to be somebody from back in the day.
Absolutely, you're in the right land there.
I'm so sorry. Just trying to think of old... Catherine Hepburn.
Correct!
What, really? Oh, okay, great.
Boom! That felt so good to hear you say that. Honestly, that felt great to hear you say that. Betty Davis did won. She won twice, but Catherine got four. Good for you, Catherine. Correct answer, Catherine Hepburn. Final few questions in your TV and film Wednesday. Jen, question number 10 for 1 point. Name a sequel to the 2012 film The Hunger Games. Now, have you watched it?
Yeah, I have. So the sequel to that, The Mockingjay... No.
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. The Mockingjay.
Hunger Games Catching Fire 2013 and then Hunger Games Mockingjay Part 1 or 2 and they came out in 2014 and 2015 respectively. Question number 11 for 2 points. Can you name the two actresses that have portrayed Queen Elizabeth II in the TV series The Crown?
Yeah. Olivia Colman. Correct. Is obviously the most recent one. And Claire... Foy.
Correct. Absolutely.
I was going to say Fossey, and I was like, Claire Fossey? What is that? That's not the right name. Yeah, and Claire Foy. Yeah.
Absolutely correct. Claire Foy and Olivia Colman splendidly play Queen Elizabeth in The Crown. Question number 12. We have a list of the last 10 films to win Best Animated Feature at the Oscars. Can you name three of them for 3 points? You have children. Should be no problem.
I mean, I have no idea. I didn't even know that they had an award for the best animated feature.
So you just tell me some massive animated hits from the last 15 years.
I mean,
years.
Frozen.
Correct. Two more?
I don't know. Coco.
Coco is on my list.
Is it?
I've never heard
of it. Only because we've just literally watched that. So I'm just telling you films I've seen recently. The other one, The Incredibles.
You know what? They didn't give an Oscar to The Incredibles. God, I'm very surprised. But no, we will take Frozen and Coco. You could have also had Toy Story 4, Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse.
I tell you one that definitely would have got it was Up on that list.
Up's not on it. And I can't believe it.
Okay.
Zootopia. What about that? Did you guys like that? No, I didn't.
I haven't seen it.
Inside Out, Big Hero 6, Brave, Rango, and Toy
Big
Story.
Big Hero 6, we've seen recently. They really enjoyed that. Rango, they really enjoyed.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. There you go.
I chose the wrong ones.
Jen, it's the end of your quiz, TV and Film Wednesday, and your score is 10 points.
Hey! Oh, my gosh. I got 10. I'm into double figures. I feel like I'm getting better. I was going to say week on week. That's not even true. Day by day, except that's not true because the first two had exactly the same score. So. But I'm not going down.
Definitely not. We'll talk to Jen Brister a bit more after this break.
Welcome along to a brand new podcast called 21st Century Football, a complete guide. Well, so far that is. This podcast is all about celebrating the best of the world's most beautiful game, but only if it happened in the 21st century. This series is all about championing the greatest footballers of the last 20 years. Each week we'll have a variety of hosts, including YouTube star Statman Dave Stephen Tries.
Got that underwear range.
You've got a pair on now, haven't you, Stephen?
No. I soiled mine this morning.
And myself, Will Brazier, will also feature radio legend Adam Brown. Find us on your regular podcasting sites, as well as our brand new YouTube channel. Search 21st Century Football.
It sound right, boy.
You scored 10 points, which gives you 26 overall. So you knew the actresses from The Crown, like that, boom, boom. So has that been quite a central lockdown viewing in the Brister household?
I'm so surprised how much I enjoy The Crown because I resisted watching the first series until the second series came out, or until just before the second series came out. And I absolutely, it was like crack. I just couldn't stop watching it. And Claire Foy, I mean, I love Olivia Colman, but Claire Foy's playing the Queen when she was young. I thought she was just an absolute outstanding.
She was,
and I didn't even, and it almost, it kind of didn't matter if it was a real person or not. I just thought she was just so good.
I thought she was so brilliant. I mean, it, to the point where I think I saw the Queen young and I was like, who's that? It's like, no, it's
yeah,
Claire Foy.
You're not the Queen.
You're not the Queen. Claire Foy's the Queen. Yeah.
I know. It's Claire Foy.
Jen, thank you so much. That was Quiz Chat Repeat. Follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat and join us tomorrow. Here's your third connector question of the week. There's a connection between all the answers and then we reveal it on Friday's episode. So your clue is the title of an extensive series of easy-to-learn instructional books on various topics that began in 1991. The title of an extensive series of easy-to-learn instructional books on various topics that began in 1991. Jen's back tomorrow for Quiz of Your Life. We'll see you then.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.